With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Did you know that according to Chappies, strawberries have more vitamin C by weight than oranges? Just saying. Important
Chappies,
to know.
Simon, I didn't know that.
No, well, join the club. But what you do know about is Sukkot mayhem in Israel. And I've got a feeling you're going to be poking a bit of fun at yourself, just a feeling about why some certain grandmothers aren't fit for the job. Been dying to talk to you for an hour. Floor's yours.
Some grandmothers really should turn in their licenses. I ended up, I said, I'll take the children to the zoo. All right. First of all, that's a very bad line. Nobody repeat that. I'll take the children to the zoo. Okay, because that first means that the children sleep over. Now, when you get South African children who move to Israel, there's not enough that they can do independently. They take buses. They talk to strangers. They cross streets. They're crazed. They came over, and I had several children at the house one evening, the night before the zoo. It was my job to bring lunch. And I said, what do you want for dinner? And they started shouting out all different things. And I did exactly the kind of thing that a grandmother who has to turn in her license. I took them out for crepes and waffles and ice cream. And I have to tell you, I was gagging. Kathy, if you would have seen what these kids ate. I mean, it was disgusting. It was like multicolored. One of them, I said, what is in that crepe? I thought, you know, a little chocolate fudge I can handle. She said it was crushed Oreos and nuts and M&Ms and Heath bar and white chocolate. You know that white chocolate isn't even chocolate. It's just fat.
Yes, and milk. A lot of milk, apparently, and sugar. Yeah.
A lot of milk and sugar. And then the next morning for breakfast, I said, does anybody want scrambled eggs? And I was stared at, and I said, okay, French toast. And it was like I cleaned out the freezer for Pesach, found every piece of leavened food stuff, soaked it in egg, drowned it in sugar, gave that for breakfast. And for lunch, I made 4 packages of pasta, to which I added cheese sauce. I have to tell you, I did a radio show this morning. I have no recollection. Absolutely no recollection of the show. I was in a stupor.
Are the kids still with you?
What was that?
Or did you just give them sugar and send them home?
Well, their parents came and, oh yeah, so the parents came sitting on benches most of the time while I, with 64-year-old legs with new titanium knees, walked the zoo, and I walked the zoo, and everybody, every ethnic group of parent and grandparent, you could see particularly grandparents, it was like an interracial, like people's cultural groups. Everybody had that same miserable face, except for, interestingly enough, the Hasidim.
Oh.
For some reason, the Hasids looked very happy at the zoo with their children. But everybody else, from modern Orthodox to secular to Arab to Ethiopians to Anglos, everybody was weeping, and you saw everybody burst out crying with laughter. Anybody the age 30 and up, when the zoo announced, everybody, the gates are closing in 15 minutes. They were leaving children behind, Kathy. I'm not joking. Running for the gates. It was
brilliant. Okay, Andrea, unfortunately, that is where we leave it, but we do look forward to speaking to you next week, and we wish you Chag Sameach.
Gam lach, Chag Sameach, Moedim Simcha, and have a happy Simchas Torah, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Bye.